There's the fanfare that we hear each and every Thursday here on Main Street. It means one thing and one thing only. It's time to go to the movies with our good friend, Matt Olien. Matt, welcome back to Main Street.
Hi, Craig.
Well, Matt, you have Gladiator 2 for us. It's one of the movies that's been planned to be a big release during the holiday season. Let's listen to the trailer.
Strength and honor!
It is an art,
choosing gladiators.
They're usually prisoners of war.
I claim this city for the glory of Rome.
You have something in you. Rage. Never let it go. It will carry you to greatness.
I own you now. But whose head could I give you to satisfy your fury?
The general will do. Rome has taken everything from me. But I will have my vengeance.
There is plenty of pain waiting for you in the next life. I don't know why you are so greedy for it in this one.
Your Majesties.
This is your gladiator.
It is.
I have the trust of the emperors.
It will clear my path to the throne.
You will be my instrument.
I will never be your instrument. In this life or the next.
Lucius, take your father's strength. His name was Maximus. And I see him in you.
Those fighters won't survive.
You must help him.
Strength and honor! I don't fight for power. I fight to free Rome for men like them.
Your name will be forgotten!
To restore order, I must have power.
Everything is forgotten in time. Empires fall, so do emperors.
This is war! Real war!
The odds are against you.
The odds are always against me.
Ready to ramp!
All right, Matt, we've heard the trailer. What did you think of the movie?
Liked it, didn't love it. It is about 2.5 hours long. Again, directed by Ridley Scott, 87 years old, as spry an 80-plus-year-old man as you'll find, along with Mick Jagger probably, on Earth right now. He's still cranking them out. Of course, he directed Gladiator in 2000, which won Best Picture. Scott has yet to win the directing Oscar, Craig, curiously enough, and I don't know that it's going to happen here. I do expect an honorary Oscar for him any year now. It's a little slow. I found the pacing to be slow, and it does pick up, you know, once we get into the Colosseum stuff and Lucius, played by Paul Mescal, who's coming off his big success in the movie After Sun 2 years ago, and he's emerging as a big star now. He plays Lucius. He's the main character. There's a lot of tentacles to Russell Crowe's character. I'm not going to reveal those in this review. You have to go see it. But there is a connection to the first film and Crowe's famous Oscar-winning role as Maximus in the first film that we all remember. But the pacing is a bit slow, and there's a lot of connections you have to connect between Pedro Pascal, who plays the current general of the Roman armies. There are these new emperors that are running the show, these twin brothers, played by Joseph Quinn and Fred Etchinger, and they are ridiculous. I mean, they are not the performances. They're these twin emperors who are the typical, you know, ridiculous emperors. They're not the emperors who should be in charge. They're silly, and they just love seeing people get eaten by tigers in the Colosseum and all this kind of stuff. So, long story short, Paul Mescal gets taken prisoner early in the film. He is living in Africa, and the Romans come, and there's a big battle, and Pedro Pascal's armies capture a bunch of people, and he's brought to Rome. He becomes a gladiator. He works for Denzel Washington, who's this gladiator trainer, and Denzel chews the scenery in a performance that's probably going to get him another Oscar nomination. I expect Mascal to be in the best actor mix, Washington in the supporting actor mix. So that all takes a while to get moving, and then from there we get a lot of Colosseum stuff. Heavy CGI, there's giant rhinos, there's sharks. I mean, every possible creature is unleashed in the Colosseum to battle Paul Mescal's Lucius character and all these other slaves that he has befriended and he's trying to organize for a revolt. Does that sound similar to the first film? Yes, it does. So there's all this backstory, but keeping it going is, who is Paul Mescal? Who is Lucius? How does he connect to Russell Crowe's character? How does he connect to Pedro Pascal's wife? It's all kind of has to be figured out like a mystery with a lot of CGI and a lot of action. There's a great finale near the end, I would say. But I think the thing is, Craig, it's a good film, but there's not this iconic moment. Everybody remembers the iconic moment from Gladiator 1, right, Craig? It's when Russell Crowe rips off that mask in the Colosseum and says to Joaquin Phoenix, I am Maximus Decimus, blah, 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 commander of the legions, husband to a murdered wife, father to a murdered son, and I'll have my revenge in this life or the next. That's the moment, right? There's not that moment in this film. There's moments like that, but it's hard to recreate something like that. Mescal is not the charismatic star that Russell Crowe is or was. He's a very good actor, but there's something just kind of missing. And it's not that it's a sequel, because Godfather 2 is every bit as good as Godfather 1. But it's a good film. It just gets a little long. The CGI is a little bit over the top. And as good as Mescal is, he's not Russell Crowe.
So is there any natural continuation from the first film, Matt, or is this just chart a whole new direction?
There is continuation. I don't want to reveal plot points because they're important. So this takes place approximately 20 years after the first film ends. So you can do the math there. There's still memories of Marcus Aurelius as emperor. There's memories of the Joaquin Phoenix emperor character who Crowe famously kills in the first film because he challenges him to a duel. And Crowe is like, you want to fight me? you know what's going to happen, right? Joaquin Phoenix has bit off more than he can chew. So yeah, there are connections to the previous film. It takes a while to get those in motion, Craig, and it takes a lot of concentration from the audience. You really have to concentrate in this movie as to who is who, what's the connection, what's the connection to Crowe's character. There's this guy coming in who knew Crowe's character. What is Lucius's relationship to Russell Crowe's character? We don't know. You have to find this out, and it takes a little bit of concentration. So I want to urge my listeners, if you're going to go, you got to be locked in for about 2 hours and 25 minutes.
The original Gladiator score by Hans Zimmer, that really was iconic. Does this sequel's music evoke the same power and emotion? It must be integral to this film's storytelling, I would guess.
It's integral, but it doesn't overpower the film, I would say. That's the best I could say to that. So,
well, do you think fans liked it, Matt? Has it performed well?
It's performed well, not as well as Wicked. As you know, it was paired with Wicked in the same Thanksgiving, time frame. The Glicked weekend, they called it. Wicked definitely emerged as the bigger film, but for a 2.5-hour Gladiator Roman epic, it certainly has done well. I think it's over $100 million now domestic, but I'd have to check my figures on that. And, we all grew up watching these sword and sandal epics, right, Craig? Spartacus, El Cid, Fall of the Roman Empire. And there's a majesty to a film about Rome. I think it still kind of evokes a lot of images. And, of course, we just accept that Romans talked in British accents, right? That's typically how it was in Spartacus. All of the Romans are played by British actors, and of course the slaves are played by American actors. The irony there not lost, of course, with Kirk Douglas and Tony Curtis as the slaves. But this is certainly a good film. I don't know that historically it'll be remembered as well as Gladiator 1 or Spartacus or something like that. But I do urge people to see it. There's going to be a lot of Oscar nominations from this movie. Denzel Washington in his supporting actor role that's an interesting performance because you're not sure what side this guy is on. So that's another thing you need to pay attention to is Washington's role. What side is he on, the emperor's side, or is he plotting an overthrow of these twin emperors? We're not really sure. But Denzel could win his third Oscar. This would be Oscar number 3 if he wins. I'm not really sure how the supporting actor race is going. I do think Edward Norton in the Bob Dylan film, A Complete Unknown, where he plays Pete Seeger, I do think he'll be nominated as well. And I just saw that movie, and I will talk about it next week, by the way, for listeners. But Denzel Choose the Scenery, and this could be Oscar number 3 for Denzel, who's talked openly about retiring soon.
Matt, in your opinion, does Gladiator 2 work with fans of the original Gladiator, or have people become a little divided after this movie?
I think most people will say part one was better, but the fact that it's making this much money means people are interested in seeing it, right? I don't know that historically it'll go down as great as the first movie did. You know, Russell Crowe wins the Oscar, it wins Best Picture. Scott famously did not win the directing Oscar, even though it got Best Picture. It went to Steven Soderbergh for Traffic that year. So I think part one will be remembered better. But the fact that this is making so much money, there is an audience for a sword and sandal old time epic out there.
Did the momentum of Wicked surprise you at all? I have a feeling it didn't.
No, it didn't. I was nervous about Ariana Grande with the casting as Galinda, but she pulled it off. I think Cynthia Erivo, I think, is the front runner to win Best Actress, along with Mikey Madison from Anora, which we reviewed earlier last month. So not surprising. I think there is a taste still to go to the theater. You know, a lot of people sit at home and watch Netflix and watch streaming, and I have lots of friends who do that. That's not my style. I want to go to the theater and see it on the big screen.
We know that Russell Crowe won't win an Academy Award like he did in Maximus in the original Gladiator, but if he would have been nominated, if he were to be nominated, has that ever happened before in film history where an actor has been nominated at least twice for playing the same role?
Yes. So Bing Crosby did it for Going My Way in 1944, and again the next year for The Bells of St. Mary's, right? That's one of them.
That's correct. That's okay. Father Chuck O'Malley.
Father O'Malley. Paul Newman in The Hustler, 1961. Later comes back to play Fast Eddie Felsen in The Color of Money in 1986 and finally wins his only Oscar, correct? Is that one, another one?
That's two. We got one more.
Peter O'Toole as Henry II in Beckett, 1964. Plays him again in The Lion in Winter in 1968.
I did not have him on the list.
That is one of them, Craig.
Way to go.
And finally, Al Pacino as Michael Corleone in Godfather 1 and Godfather 2. Is that about everybody?
Boy, that's 4 of the 3 that I had, Matt. Okay. So congratulations.
I got 4 out of 3. Okay. O'Toole is one of them. Yes, he is.
We've been to the movies with Matt O'Lee.